Board of Commissioners regular meeting for Monday, April 27th, 2026 at 9 a.m. is called to order. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary, please call the roll.
Commissioner Tamper? Commissioner Rapp?
Here.
Commissioner Reagan?
Here.
Commissioner Rushford?
Here.
Commissioner Smith, here.
I declare a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the agenda is approved. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for March 23rd, 2026, our regular meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the minutes have been approved. Any ceremonial? Any announcements? Very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll open it up to the general public.
Anita Augustine. And please make sure you turn your mic on.
There's a button on there.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning. My name is Anita Augustine, and I live on Oak Point Drive, and I am a member of the board of directors for our homeowners associations for Oak Point 2. And the reason I'm here today is to just simply ask a question about a fee structure using the ballroom. We have an annual meeting every year, and it takes us from the time we start to set it up until we take everything down about 4 hours. And we have 46 homeowners, you know, who pay the fees. And we've always been charged around $75 to use the ballroom. And that's been great. This year, I know the fee structure's changed, and we were charged with tax, even though we're a 501c, $223. And we just thought that was a little excessive because we just do it one time a year. There are a lot of homeowners here. We're about a half and half HOA. About half of us live here full time, half of us come in and out. And so we would just like to ask if there's any way that you can reconsider that fee structure for an annual meeting for HOA, for people who do pay their fees every year.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, we'll definitely talk off a lot. This is your time for us, so, but we'll definitely take that into consideration. I'll talk to...
Is that considered an organization?
That's what I wanted to make sure, because they are a 501c, which might be the way we might be able to amend that, sort of, because it is a 501c for our... I think we need to talk a little bit more about that, because, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Norma?
Good morning, board members.
Can you turn the microphone on, please?
I'm sorry, I turned it off.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yes.
My name is Norma Hopper. I live with my wife, Mary Prehoden, on...
Can you stand closer, please, to the mic? Thank you.
Sorry.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I live on Three Narrows Drive with my wife, Mary Prehoden, on the island. I come before you today to voice my concerns regarding the widely reported behavior of board member Douglas Pinkley. We have lived here for 4 years. Holiday Island is our paradise, and as such, there is no place here for the outrageous antics, belligerence, and subsequent arrest of Mr. Pinkley. His crudeness, arrogance, and apparently entitled behavior are not what we consider to be leadership qualities. Most certainly, his misdeeds are not representative of the people of this community. They are harmful to the reputation of all of us who choose to call this home. We need leaders who will build up our community, leaders who will listen to the concerns offered not only in these meetings, but in all public areas. We want this area to grow and thrive, and having representatives who display such abhorrent conduct is completely unthinkable and frankly unacceptable. I call for his immediate resignation and dismissal from the Board of Commissioners. He should never be considered for any other leadership position in which he would be viewed as a representative of our community. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody else?
Anyone else that I don't have on the list? No. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Old business. This would be the second reading.
Mr. Chairman, are we going to do with reports?
Did I skip the report?
Yep.
I apologize. Any report?
So Astera has taken another satellite image for us, and we're waiting for the details on that. So hopefully we'll get that back and see if we've done any more improvements or any better on that. I think we had a pretty good weekend with the spring fling at the restaurant, so I haven't got any numbers back from Misty on that, so we're hoping everything paid off. I think that's about it for now.
I think the hydrants are starting.
Yes.
Fire hydrants?
Thank you for reminding me. Yes, May 4th. 4th or 5th?
I thought today was the day.
Nope.
Anyway.
They were going to be the end of April, but they emailed me last week, and they're going to be here the May 4th or the 5th, and they're going to get started. So at least we got the Astera stuff done before we start the hydrant flushing.
Okay. Any update on the planking for the bridges?
No. Tyler is going to get some lumber and start patching the ones that need to be patched, and then I'll get working on the expanded metal for getting rid of the wood and doing that.
Okay.
And just to clarify on that one, we're not going to keep all of the bridges closed, right?
We're going to open as many as we can. I think we're going to try the one below the 8 dam. No one uses that one hardly at all. You usually go across the dam. So that one I think we're going to keep roped off. And then also we're looking into, which I sent Randy an email, Tyler's looking into bubblers for the 9-hole pond and the 18-hole down by 12.
For the sprinklers?
Yeah. We're not doing bubblers, we're doing sprinklers.
Sprinklers.
Yes, or fountains.
You need the water moving on the surface.
Yep. He looked at, like the ones he sent you a 1/3 horsepower one for the 9-hole, because that's a smaller pond, and then a half horse one for the 18-hole. But I think we're going to do a little bit more investigating on that and see if we can find something bigger or better. We'll have to see.
Okay.
But they were just the ones that Tyler sent me so far.
All right.
Anything else? Okay. Moving on to old business. First topic is the second reading of Regulation 2026-R3, amending Section 5-39, golf course tournament outing requirements. Do I have a motion to discuss?
Make a motion to discuss.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? And I think there might be something for a clarifying point. Really not changing the content of it. It's more of a clarification, it sounds like. And correct me if I'm wrong. Under Section C, I know there was a lot of focus by the the ad hoc committee that looked at doing this, and you were part of that, which,
mm-hmm.
To look at the cost is 45, the 18-hole cost. And it does say B is tournament outing fees for 18-hole course, but really there was no changes or no suggested changes for paragraph C, which is tournament outing fees at the nine holes only. So I guess the clarification is, do we need to do anything to make sure that those are definitely separate, or am I saying that right?
We didn't do anything with the 9-hole fees because they don't have big tournaments at the 9-hole. Usually the tournaments they have are property owners. So that's why we kept it basically the same way it was. If something changes and we start having big corporations wanting to do a tournament at the nine hole, then we'll investigate that. But I've never seen a big tournament at the nine hole.
But if we leave it the way it is, it says tournament out and outing fees. So if we leave it the way it is, we're still saying that we can have it.
Yep.
So we're and then it says five. Is that a $5 credit per property owner?
It's
or five, or is that per player?
Per player for property owners, $5. And then owner, and then $15 for non-property owner.
And those fees go to Heisen.
Those go to Heisen.
Right.
Yep.
All right. So I think it. I still think it's still clear the way it is because they're separated. So if we're good for that. And it's not a credit. That's Heisen price.
That's the Heisen
fee. So as written, it's still good. And we're not differentiating where the previous paragraph does talk about a credit. Okay.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to clarify, is just make sure that wasn't a credit or not.
No, it's not a credit.
Clear to me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't think you can make it go wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So it's been moved and seconded for discussion. I'll recommend we do a call for a roll call vote by title only. If the secretary can take since it's a second reading.
Can we read the title?
Read the title, and then it's the second final reading, and then we just take a roll call vote.
All right, regulation amending certain portions of Chapter 5, amenity privileges of the Code of Regulations of Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District. Commissioner Pinkley?
Yes.
Commissioner Rao?
I thought you were going to read the whole thing. Oh, just the title.
Commissioner Rao?
Yes.
Commissioner Reagan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rocher?
Yes.
Commissioner Stiff? Yes.
Okay. So the regulation has been approved. The second order of old business is a revised first reading for Regulation 2026-R2, establishing mitigation rates for fire department services involving Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District responses. Do I have a motion to discuss and approve?
I'll make the motion we discuss this and approve it.
I'll second it.
Okay, so we move in second and open for discussion. I'll start off the discussion real quick. On Friday, one of the plaintiffs reached out to me by email directly with a AG opinion about volunteer fire departments and the ability to use volunteer fire departments for responding outside of a 5-mile radius. There were 6 questions that were submitted to the AG to get opinions on. They centered around hypothesis type of items about whether a rural fire protection district was in place. You know, could you do it outside of the city boundaries of the 5 miles, et cetera? And so I didn't have any other clarification from the plaintiff except they sent that to me. I responded back to the plaintiff because they were asking to discuss it, chairman to property owner. And I responded back that since you have a lawsuit against us, that I'm not going to discuss anything, and I copied our attorney. I sent that email to the board, or I sent it to Rich, who forwarded it to the board. So you all had that part, and when you saw that I asked our attorney to give me a kind of a quick response turnaround on is this something that we should be concerned about, and he's going to dive into it, but he sent me a response back that I'll read just for the record. He said, after speaking with Dave, I'd like to, and he sent this email back to Rich and copied me. After speaking with Dave, I'd like to see the formation documents for your fire department. I still think with the right factual basis, you can charge as it benefits the property owners. As you are contemplating first reading, and in this case it's actually a revised first reading, on Monday, and we still have another reading to go while we sort this out, I would suggest proceeding, and if I discover something that results in a different opinion, you can cancel the second reading. And as he said in that part where he says, I still think with the right factual basis, you can charge as it benefits the property owner. Those were the key revisions that I submitted to Rich for this board's consideration, and that the board looked at, and actually Sherilyn has provided some comments too. The other one, where did those go?
Nope.
Go ahead, yeah, leave that one up here for right now. And so basically what the board hasn't seen is I asked Sherilyn, because she responded to all of, or that's another option, is paragraph, the word, and I'll won't speak for you, if you want to speak to your, no, go scroll down, no, the other way, the other down.
Up, down, which one?
Up.
Go up, there.
That way, stop.
Keep going.
Right there.
Leave that. That's perfect. That's where we're going to be spending a lot of our time.
Yeah, I just made it, I felt a little bit more clear. I think we're looking at, after reading the, what was sent from the Attorney General, we're looking at three different entities. You got your rural fire district, you have volunteer departments, and then HISA fire department. And I just wanted to make sure that it was a little bit more clear. So
the blue is a, you know, the blue where it says is obligated, that's her suggested revision to that above, the paragraph above. And so that's where we need to come to kind of a consensus on what wording. And I guess if we break it down, I suggested the top paragraph, and where it says or district, if we no longer use district in any of those whereas sections, we can just delete. If you can back out of that, it's a moot point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Where you put district, I didn't want to be confused with the rural fire district.
And I'm going to shift over, if that's okay. Sorry, Stephanie. This will be easier since I can do the accept things and do the track changes on the board for everybody as we move along. So is everybody good if I get rid of the district? Or district? Does anybody need? Okay, so I'm going to just back it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a comment.
Yeah, would you like to?
Question.
Sure.
One thing that I would ask is the consideration to not use HISID Fire Department, because in all of our registrations at the state and national level, we are the Holiday Island Fire Department. And in some of the previous FOIA requests, this has been a point of contention.
So if we did say Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District.
Yeah, it should just be Holiday Island Fire Department.
Correct. So yeah. Like the third paragraph down, whereas the HISID Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
It should just say Holiday Island.
It should just be Holiday Island Fire Department, because that's how we are registered.
Okay. That's good. We'll... All right, well, I'll have to change the, except that when we get that we're not. Okay, so moving back up. So whereas the Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District, that's factual, and now we're is obligated to respond, and this is the first part. Oh, no, actually not. So you changed it. You had 911. You're good with just leaving it rural?
Yeah.
Okay, so never mind. So it's obligated to respond to rural emergencies. And you have respond to emergencies.
Yeah.
Within the rural district.
Yeah.
Within the rural district.
Within the rural district as established by the Carroll County ordinances.
Well, if we're going to say rural district, then it would be within the, because within the Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District, to be specific.
Yeah, that would be better. Yeah.
And that's the reason I didn't call it out, because it was called out up here in these ordinances. But I'm fine if everybody feels comfortable with going that route. Is that all right?
Yeah, it just clarifies the...
So is obligated to respond to rural, or you want emergencies then, not rural. I'm just trying to make this the leading paragraph here. I'm trying to make this the leading paragraph that we'll accept and then delete this. So is obligated to respond to emergencies... Within, all right, and then let me get that first. Okay, copy. within the rural within the Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District, capitalized. And then, as established by Carroll County, is correct, comma. Okay, so now this is where it becomes just preference for which version people want to go with from here on out.
Pursue it to, sorry, established by, you're gonna.
Yeah, if we go with this as established by, that's fine. Okay. Carroll County Ordinance, and then you don't.
So you have Carroll County twice there then?
Yeah, you do.
You need to delete one of them.
After established by Carroll County, yeah, get rid of that one. Pursuit, okay. Carroll County Ordinance.
And then it's just, you know, Carroll County, Arkansas. I mean, this is basically just preference on from here down, which sounds better. Which one do we want to go with?
Yeah, you want to go with the lawful operations or the potential legal or the.
But I think Arkansas, if they're in Carroll County, it just specifies which county in Arkansas.
I'm fine with that, yeah. Arkansas ordinance.
And then you can leave the numbers in, I just don't like abbreviations.
But I guess that's what I mean. It's just a preference because the intent is still the intent is, and I'm fine with changing it. This don't think I'm obligated. I'm not saying I this sounds good too. It's just we need to pick one, and that's where we're trying to get to.
Yeah, 6.5 dozen the other, if you ask me.
Yeah, pretty much say the same thing.
Yeah, so just pick whichever one you think is going to be the best.
Randy, you have a preference?
I don't like the wording lawful operation. I think the top one is more concise.
I agree. I prefer the mitigate potential legal exposure.
Yeah.
Doug, or?
I'm either with either one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, so. Pursuant to goes away, except deletion. Now, because what we do is once we're done with this is, I'm going to accept the changes, and this will be our first reading. And because we're making significant change, well, we're kind of changing it, we're going to read the whole thing again, if that's okay, Cheryl, after this is done.
And if we want to change something.
At the second reading, we'll still have that opportunity. And that's where but again, we're not sure what's going to happen. So, okay, so. Let's read this, and I'm going to accept this as we go along. So, whereas the Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District, HISID, is obligated to respond to emergencies within the Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District, as established by Carroll County, Arkansas Ordinance Numbers 2002-003 and 2002-016 and 2012-003, and it is therefore in the best interest of HISID property owners that the district comply with these ordinances to mitigate potential legal exposure. Is anything?
What is the end of the end?
Because it's a whereas. That's just the, that you go whereas and then another whereas, and you're going to see an end at the end of each of these.
Okay. Let's start the next phrase.
Are we good? Because I'm going to accept the arguments. Okay. Reject insertion.
Get rid of the sieve.
Okay. We're saying Holiday Island.
I think that needs to be typed out too.
What are you saying? Or?
Instead of the hi, you need to get rid of the sid and then type out Holiday Island.
Okay. Okay, are we good with that? Holiday Island Fire Department continues to experience increased demand. Okay. The other change is under where, and this is another call out for a benefit to the property owners and why we do this. Whereas it is inequitable for HICID property owners to bear the full financial burden of services rendered outside the boundaries of HICID, and it is therefore in the best interest of HICID property owners that the district recover costs associated with responding to rural emergencies. Anything wrong with it? Yeah.
I would just ask to maybe possibly add as after it says with responding to rural emergencies by the Holiday Island Fire Department.
Okay. Anybody disagree with that?
No.
Okay. And this is just kind of wordsmithing, provided within the Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District boundary, not boundaries, because it's there's just the
one boundary.
And the only other thing I noticed, and that was on me, when I did the revised, I had the date wrong. It should be the date, which would be the 27th. The only one thing I'll do while we're sitting here, because we changed what that was, we just need, I'm going to do a control F. And what did we have it as for? Because we changed Holiday Fire or District Fire. I want to make sure there's no other place in the document that says what is it? HICID
Fire Department.
Let me as I'm scrolling. Let me see if you see anything, but I don't see it. Actually, this
right.
Same principle, it says I got rid of district, so this one is whereas owners, we have to change this right here, HICID property owners that HICID recover costs. Does that make sense?
Yes.
See what because we eliminated that acronym up top. Mm-hmm. What's that? So rendered outside the boundary of Holiday Island, suburban, no, that's good.
Okay.
Yep.
Property, yeah.
So the Holiday Island, okay, so.
So in section one.
Yep.
Section 834,
mm-hmm.
Subsection A, it says.
Holiday Island, right, mm-hmm. Fire. So.
It just needs to take out suburban improvement district.
Perfect.
And district.
Perfect, thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Anything else? Let's see. Except deletion. So authorized to have a... Sorry, everybody, but it just worked. Got to get it right this time. That's all I saw. Anything else? Because the rest of it is part of the contract of who we work for.
You need to change M dates to up above. Right there. First reading, March 23rd. Revised reading, 27th.
Isn't it today? This is going to be the revised first reading today.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't read. Sorry.
Yeah. So we had a first reading, and now we're doing a revised first reading, and we're going to have
we're
going to have a full second reading. So I think this is good.
Mr. Chairman,
yes?
I'd like to. I have a question. What happens
who do we charge the cost to if we have a fire that's outside of our district and it's on the road and it spreads in and we have the fire department? Who do we charge for that?
That would still be an emergency. So it should, where I think whatever the fire started, you know, if we knew of something that started the fire, we'd go after.
Started along the highway, let's just say that.
I don't know. I mean, because it you would have to have somebody to go to for the insurance company.
It's mainly for wrecks and structurals. If there's somebody throws a cigarette butt out the side of the road and the ditch catches on fire, it's nothing.
We're talking about just a grass fire?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing we can go after.
Right, you have to have somebody to go after.
That's why I said, you know, the way it reads in there, it's $500 and some for this engine. And I just wonder, who do we charge in the state?
What I've seen in the past is troopers pulling over people and get on the median of the grass, and the catalytic converter will actually start the grass on fire.
Oh yeah.
And if that's the case, then we bill the insurance company of the car.
It's basically
for that I can see associated with the vehicle.
Can you print this?
It's basically for anything that has structure to it, houses, cars, anything like that. That's what
we don't know who did the cigarette thing. Let's just say there's nobody to charge.
Yep, exactly. We just go out there and we just.
I just want to clarify that. So yeah.
Well, then the good part of this is we would contract with this third party if this passes, and they would be responsible to do all that research on our behalf to find out whether we can or can't recover.
Well, I think primarily their go-to is license plate numbers. And if we don't have a license plate number for a grass fire, there's no one to charge. Mm-hmm. Or an address of a specific structure.
So I've asked Stephanie, she just printed off a copy of this, the clean version. I'm going to give it to Sherilyn. We'll do a full first reading of the whereas section when she comes back, and then we'll vote on this first reading.
Do you want
to
observe
A? No, just this part of here, but so the part we changed, basically.
I just have one question, just because we changed it to Holiday Island Fire Department, just for clarification on, it's at the very beginning. It says a regulation amending Chapter 8 of the Code of Regulations of the Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District to establish mitigation rates for fire department services. Do we need to clarify for Holiday Island Fire Department services? I know it's just extra two words, but just for clarification versus HICID, because we're... Yeah. In my opinion, it kind of looks like we're calling it HICID Fire Department Services.
Okay. Well, yeah. And where here?
At the very beginning.
At the very top.
At the very top, right.
Helps if I have the regulation. Okay.
So where it says mitigation rates for Holiday Island Fire Department Services.
For Holiday Island.
Just because we're referencing HICID, I just wanted to make sure there's clarification.
Yeah, I just had her print this off. Hold on.
Sorry.
I'll make a copy and have her print it again. Mitigation rates for... That's what we're talking right there. Rate for Holiday Island?
Yes.
Yes.
While we're waiting, I was going to say we could read it off the board, but because if you can read that off the board, I can read it from over here.
I can read it.
And the reason I say that is I'm looking and it says a document in the queue. The other document's still in the queue, so I don't know if something's getting back to this. Could be a while. So we'll sign what is up on the board. And then we'll still have a second reading, so.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Regulation number 2026R2, regulation amending Chapter 8 of the Code of Regulations of the Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District to establish mitigation rates for the Holiday Island Fire Department services involving Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District responses. Whereas the Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District, HICID, is obligated to respond to emergencies within the Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District as established by Carroll County, Arkansas, Ordinance Numbers 2002-003, 2002-016, 2012-03, and it is therefore in the best interest of HICID property owners that the district comply with these ordinances to mitigate potential legal exposure. And whereas the Holiday Island Fire Department continues to experience increasing demand for emergency and non-emergency services. And whereas such responses require personnel, equipment, training, and operational readiness that create ongoing costs to the Holiday to HICID. And whereas it is inequitable for HICID property owners to bear the full financial burden of services rendered outside the boundaries of HICID, and is therefore in the best interest of HICID property owners that HICID recover costs associated with responding to rural emergencies by the Holiday Island Fire Department. And whereas the Board of Commissioners finds it appropriate to establish a fair and reasonable cost recovery system for services provided within the Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District boundary. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District, Section 1, did we stop there?
Yeah, we stopped there because we already did that.
That's first has been read.
Thank you. Any other further questions, or we can, if not, I'll go to the secretary for roll call vote. Will the secretary please take the vote?
Commissioner Pinkman?
Yes.
Commissioner Ralph?
Yes.
Commissioner Reagan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rocher?
Yes.
Commissioner Sid? Yes.
Okay. So that's the first reading has passed. We'll see what our lawyer says for a future second.
He sent another one back there.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
It's just page one that needs to be changed.
And then, okay. New business, and I'm going to, well, first off, do we have a motion to receive and approve the March 2026 financials?
I'll make a motion.
It's been moved. It's been, do I have a second? It's been moved and seconded and then open for discussion, and I'm looking at the district manager to explain why.
So, due to the lightning storm a couple weeks back, we lost our modem, so that put us behind. And then we have not received everything. Well, that put Jennifer behind on getting all of her information. We did not get everything sent in and done for her to get them done over the weekend. So we are still working on that, and we have to get it all sent to her before her meeting with the auditors Tuesday. So we're going to get all that information out to her hopefully today, and that way she can get the financials to you.
But we won't. For today, we'll just have to table that.
And we'll have to table it. And we'll have to, we'll have to vote on the March and April next month financials.
All in favor of tabling the financials till next month?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so those are tabled. Additional public comments? Is there any? Yes,
I haven't seen anything lately on the water loss, the results of the second.
The second one he mentioned.
We just had the second scan done, and now we're just waiting for the results back from that, and then we'll, next month we'll have it for review.
Commissioner comments?
I don't want to throw a curveball, but don't we have a Holiday Island Rural Fire Department?
Oh, no.
I'm serious.
No. There is a Holiday Island Rural Fire District, but there is not a fire department associated with that district.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, we don't have any trucks registered under the Holiday Island Rural Fire District.
We have the tanker that sits in Beaver, and the tanker that sits in our Station 1 are titled and owned by the fire district, yes.
So I guess this will be a good lead in for my commissioner comment to kind of piggyback on what you were kind of ties to what you're talking about. So the board knows that we recently got a FOIA request, a pretty large one, dealing with fire department issues. So the plaintiffs have a bunch of emails from me that talk about the subject that, for instance, the Holiday Island Rural Fire, or the Holiday Island Rural fire district.
Protection.
Fire protection district.
Right.
Well, now I'm getting confused. What's the ones that the rural, the board that the rural residents pay an annual fee into, what do they call it? The Carroll County, or the Holiday Island Rural Fire Department, I thought.
Fire district.
Not a fire, and that's different than a fire protection district, from what I understand, right?
Yes.
Right. So that entity that has a board, I've been working with Jack Deaton. I've been working with Rich, and this because Jack Deaton came to me as a justice of the peace and former justice of the peace for Holly Island and current justice of the peace, and he's like, he was coming to me on behalf of that entity because we had been going after Beaver to try and get Beaver, the city of Beaver, to pay us for using our resources.
Well, and that comes back to our interlocal agreements.
And that's what started this. So what the plaintiffs now have are, and you don't have, are the what Rich and I were working on is draft interlocal agreements that we were not ready for prime time, but because they were in my emails, the plaintiffs have that, and you don't. So that's frustrating. But we was not ready for prime time. It was something that Rich and I and Jack Deaton just draft documents that I can't share with you unless we have a meeting. And so now we have a meeting, so I'll say that we've been working on those. And then Jack was taking this draft document back to their board so that they could talk openly about it. It's a skeleton agreement to where, and at a high level, it's basically based, we were presenting that if we're going to be using Holiday Island resources to respond to rural, then rural needs to be paying us on the, what we're projecting is the enough, if we had 11% of our calls last year were rural, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm looking at SEJ. So 11%. So we're saying that in this draft agreement that we would do a look back and say, okay, in 2025, 11% of our calls were supporting the rural. We would want you to give us 11% back this year of the cost of those. And then this is just a framework. It's just being talked about. There's nothing that's ready for prime time. But we wanted to see what their board thought about that. So they're verbally, I think that Jack said that they're working on, you know, it doesn't sound, they would want us to have a line item, for instance, in our budget, kind of like we do with certain other line items, to say that the money they give us went to support this line item, I don't know, new air packs or something like that, which we said, well, we could probably do that. That wouldn't be too unreasonable. So, and again, I'm just bringing this up because the plaintiffs will have more information about everything we talked about in emails and draft documents than this board has, which is frustrating.
The one thing you kind of need to realize is we always talked about having an air local with the Beaver Fire Department.
Which we had one drafted at one time. It was never signed, but we did have actually a draft copy
yes.
of an air local agreement with Beaver.
It should have never said Beaver Fire Department. It should have been the Rural Fire District.
Because Beaver is just one part of that. Any other city or any other suburb outside Holiday Island that's in the Rural Fire Protection District is in the same boat as Beaver. Why should we be targeting Beaver?
No,
it's
not.
Why would it be?
The difference is Beaver is a city in and of itself and is separate from the rural district.
No, the Beaver Fire Department
collects money just
through the rural fire department.
But they as
district.
A city are
district.
Required to either have an interlocal agreement or a fire department.
But they should have the interlocal agreement with the rural, and we should have it with rural covering the entire Holiday Island Rural Protection District. That's where our interlocal, because we already have ordinance to say you shall support the Rural Fire Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District. So that giant boundary, the outside of Holiday Island, we have to, by Carroll County ordinance that we just talked about. Beaver is no different in that boundary than anybody else, other than it's a city, but it's still, we should be going to the
which
Holiday.
Is a city that is required to provide fire protection. By law.
But that, I think that argument, I'm not disagreeing with you, I think that argument for Beaver should be with Holiday Island Rural. We should come out to rural and rural and have an agreement with rural saying, you have to work out how you're going to get reimbursed from Beaver. Beaver should be paying rural because their Beaver residents are paying rural. They're not paying.
Yes.
So right. We're saying
and that's the biggest part.
That's the biggest part. We're saying we should be going to the board of the rural county fire or the rural fire protection district and saying we supported all of rural 11% of our calls last year. So therefore, we would like to work out an agreement for 11% of the money that you've raised through rural to come back to our benefit. And that's separate from this mitigation rate thing we're talking about. And this is all just verbal right now. And because I have an opportunity to tell everybody, that's where we're at.
If the people in Beaver didn't have to pay into the rural fire district for their fire protection, then we'd go straight after Beaver. But they pay part of the rural fire district, so that's why we're lumping. It's not just Beaver Fire Department. It's lumped under rural because that is what supports the Beaver Fire Department.
And because one of the 10 fire protection districts for Carroll County is actually called Holiday Island, that's where a lot of this confusion has come with the residents. It's like, why am I? No, Holiday Island Rural Fire Protection District is not just the boundaries of Holiday Island. It's established in 2002 or maybe 2012 by Carroll County, saying that's the Holiday Island. That's our portion, one of 10 bound fire protection district boundaries. One of 10 is Holiday Island. Does that make sense? Are you laughing at me, Nicole?
No.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
To a point.
Okay.
It's going to take a little processing.
Well, and that's why I'm trying to bring it out here. And yeah. Rich, you can talk to Rich. I can't talk to you.
I know.
So that's why I'm trying to get this out there of what we were working on that wasn't ready for prime time, but because of a loss or because of a FOIA request, it's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's context.
Well, my comment is in the past, we've accepted the purchase of tires in lieu of money. And we've put a lot of money into their new firehouse at City Hall, which has been funded by Holiday Island. And I just think that all that's got to stop, and we have to do it in black and white with money. We're not doing any trades with, they bought tires or they paid the electric bill over on Station 5, whatever. All that stuff's got to go away.
And that's what we were trying to, we agree, that, at least Rich and I agree. That's why we were trying to say, what are facts? We can say we responded to X amount of calls, and that's a fact. And I think they're bored, at least verbally, what I heard back from Jack when he talked to it. Verbally, I think they're on board with, they understand that concept. They were just saying,
okay,
they would like to get credit for, you know, hey, what did we spend it on? It didn't go, for instance, if they give us money, it didn't go in to pay for the golf course. That would be like their argument. It would go fire department into a line item for fire department. That's kind of what they're asking. Does that make sense?
What does that 11% represent?
Does the amount of calls when the fire department goes out?
How do you equate the dollar amount to that?
Oh, that's a
that's whole. Something else we're working on. It's the dollar amount that we're going to put on
that's
the.
That's what I'm asking. 11% of what?
We're just in the we're
yeah.
Just, we've asked that question, but that hasn't been fully ironed out.
And that's also another meeting that we're going to have with the rural fire department. And say, okay, we go on 11 calls a year. What's the dollar amount we're going to put on each percent of the calls we go on, which will be based off of how much money they bring in for different areas.
It's not, and that was the other thing. I think they're down on their collection of rural residents. I think, 30-40%?
Yeah.
So,
well, and we've talked about this in the past as well, is that at some point in time, that rural fire district money needs to be collected with tax at the same time they pay their tax. The voluntary stuff hovers around 35-40% of
exactly.
Their pay. When it's actually paid for with their property tax, it goes up to about 80-90%, all
right? Right, that's the key.
Which is funny because there's, 10 different districts in Carroll County?
I'll take your word on that.
Okay.
The 10 fire...
Yeah, there's different districts in Carroll County, and like where my district I live in, it's taken off my taxes. You go 3 miles down the road in that district, and it's not. So, I mean, it's just...
I think Jack is working on that.
Yeah,
so
it's just funny how it works out.
So, I know I'm going down a rabbit hole, but I just wanted you to have context of some things that are going on.
So, here's a little bit of an explanation of how these work. Holiday Island...
11.
Rural Fire District
close.
Is a voluntary membership program. To move into a fire protection district requires a vote of the constituents to recognize and be put on the tax rolls, whether that be in a flat fee or in a millage type process. So Holiday Island is just a rural fire district at this time.
I understand the voluntary part that to pay in, that is correct. But if you respond to a fire and that house burns and they're not a member of that, we can build their homeowners insurance to recover the cost of what it was to save that house.
That is my understanding, yes.
Okay.
And even though it's voluntary, at least what I heard from Jack is he said when he was fire chief before, they would still bill him and they would get a big bill. So if he responded and you weren't in that, they were allowed to say, here's your bill because this is what it costs, and you didn't pay into the membership, and we had to use our resources to put your fire out.
Well, to me, I think the fee is more like $80 a year. Very reasonable. I think it'd be foolish not to pay.
There's a lot of people that don't either know about it or...
It's voluntary, so they just choose not to pay if there's no repercussions other than if they have a fire, that there is the option to bill them for the services.
That was going to be my commissioner comment, was to kind of fill you in on what's going on.
Would the 11% that we were talking about, would that just go on whatever 11% of our expenses are, isn't it?
The 11%, we weren't saying would be a fixed number. It would.
I know it's not fixed. Yeah. It could be 5% or 8%.
Based on that.
But would we do that basically on the total expenses for the year?
Well, that was my question is, what is the 11%? What does that represent?
So that's
I understand it's a number of calls, the percentage of calls that they get. I guess
if they had 20,000, they brought 20,000.
How do we equate that to a dollar?
So that's
what we haven't figured out yet.
Well, we did a rough one. We said if they had brought in $30,000 last year, and it was 11% of our calls were supporting
that $30,000.
That $30,000, we should get at least 11% of that $30,000, right? That's the way I read it.
So we're talking $3,200.
I know it's not a lot, but it's something.
Yep.
They don't bring in a lot of money. In other words, I mean. If they're only getting $30,000, we can't give them more than.
I can't bill them. I can't more than what they get.
And I understand, that was the argument they had when they were here a few months ago, was that they have no way of generating a large amount of money.
Well, they should if they.
And I thought their budget was only like $24,000 a year. It wasn't very much.
Is $80 a year the right number? What I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, what is a reasonable route or amount per annual basis for a property owner out in rural to pay for? Is it $80 or is it be $160 a year? I don't know the right answer.
Well, I think I was associated with a, I don't know what we call our group. We were talking about the fire department going to the city. We looked at a lot of these issues. And I think it's pretty standard around the state of Arkansas. It's about $80.
Okay.
For these rural fire, voluntary rural fire is roughly $80 around the state of Arkansas.
Okay. Well, again, there's more work to be done on this, and Rich and I think we all agree that our primary focus in the near term is getting this mitigation rate going more so than the.
I agree because that's money left
that's
on
money
the
table.
That the table
right.
I know that I had a guy. Talked to me, and he said he was charged. He got a bill for $80 from the rural fire district.
Yeah, but that's voluntary. You didn't have to pay it.
I know. He paid
his choice.
Okay.
But I agree. We need to get the mitigation thing going ASAP. We're not collecting any money on that yet.
We haven't passed it. So we can't do anything until
we can't do anything until after the second reading. Then we can get it submitted.
Okay.
So the earliest we can start would be next regular meeting if it gets approved. Okay. Any other commissioner comments? All right. Agenda scheduling.
May 18th for the work session.
Yeah, we have an issue there with the regular meeting. I think falls on Memorial Day.
We're going to do it Tuesday the 26th.
Okay.
And there's one other thing we should probably put on here.
Isn't that the meeting with the...
The joint meeting is this weekend. Is
it this weekend.
This weekend, this Saturday.
This Saturday at 9 a.m. at the ballroom.
Joint meeting with the city.
Saturday. We have an agenda for that?
No, we will get agenda out this week. I'm going to get with Dan. We're going to get the agenda set out, and we'll send it all out at the same time, which it has to be out by...
Wednesday.
9 o'clock Wednesday.
We already saw the update on...
So I'll get with...
The joint meeting between the city and...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the we don't have a facilitator on that, but I do want somebody that has a microphone that'll go around.
Yep, and we'll have it all set up. Dan's got a good outline of everything, and we're going to just roll with him, and then we'll have, you know, public comments, and I'll be up with the microphone and everything else. So.
Sounds more like a city meeting, and we are invited.
I think that's exactly what I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Well, if we're going to have a joint meeting, it ought to be a 50-50 deal.
But I don't know exactly what to talk. In other words, he's going to be presenting, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. What is he calling it?
You would ask.
I don't think we should get into the specifics of it without the agenda being out.
I don't want to say without having the paper.
That's the reason I push back. I'm like, it's not collaborative. I'm not collaborative with him. It's more of him presenting ideas, I think, is the easiest way to say it to us. And since we have to have a meeting to really get into the weeds and stuff, this is how we're doing it.
Is this whole thing based on the turnover?
Yeah, to transition.
It's working out ideas.
Correct. It's working out ideas.
Whatever happened to the legislature that went through about SIDs?
Nothing's ever come about it at all.
Nothing ever came out of it?
Nope.
Was the topic ever brought up, or did they just...
I don't know if they ever submitted or brought it up or anything.
I never talked to anybody up there to see what was going on. I thought we might have got a letter or something.
No, I don't even know if it's been presented to them.
Yeah, I didn't see any letter or anything out of any committee.
All right, so...
What time is that joint meeting on Saturday?
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
And we'll both record the meeting. Minutes aren't required, but we'll both record the meeting, and we both will be putting out the agenda on our website.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Any last minute things, or do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. And moving to second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the meeting is adjourned.